Ted Vov, Pasuk Vov. V'amin ba'ashem yechshavah lo tztaka. Yeah? Perish Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishav lo tztaka v'schus ala amunah shehem in bo. Rashi teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered tztaka v'schus for Avram Vina and the amunah that he exhibited towards
right,
Hashem.
If you think about it, he's saying Rashi's looking at the pronouns, right? Because v'hamin right. Ba'ashem, and he trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the right. He there clearly has to be Avram. And he considered it for him.
Well, who, Hashem.
Right, that's Hashem considered it for Avraham to right. Be an expression of tzidkus that he was mamet.
Right. Yeah, in other words, so v'ini mevin ma schus is this? What kind of schus is this? Frak the Ramban. Lama lo yamin belokei amein hu anovi abatzel ish kel v'chazev is a posuk. Mishahem and Lishchot Espino Hayachid Ha'ov Sharnes Yonos Eich Lo Yamin B'Besiru Toiv.
Well, first of all, because that hasn't happened yet.
So what is he asking?
He says, I don't understand how that's a zechus. Like, how is that really, you know, a tzidkus on the part of Avraham Avinu? Why wouldn't he have faith in his God?
Right.
Right? About whom it is said, Lo Yishel V'Chazev, that he doesn't lie.
About HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. I think Olin Oman, I mean,
what great shakes is it, basically?
Yeah. He says, he's a trustworthy, right? He's a God of Emunah. He's a God who is MS, right? And
he was Mamin L'Shchudas B'Noah.
Right, and we know that later he's Mamin in the Kodesh Baruch Hu to go out and to, you know, be prepared to Shecht his beloved, you know, son and all the other Nisyonos. Why wouldn't
he be?
Yeah, if he's going to be Mamin him and everything else that goes on.
What
right?
Was this Besorah?
That he's going to have a son, that he's going to inherit Eretz Yisrael.
Right. Is that what it's talking about?
Yeah.
I thought it was Eretz Yisrael. Or that you're going to be a great nation.
You're going to be a great nation.
And Eretz Yisrael, right.
Right, Bamin Bashem, Ashwell, let's talk
about it. Means you're talking about a man that was in the future going to believe. Kodesh Baruch Hu shecht his own son, so what kind of great shakes? So your response is that hasn't happened yet.
Right. Now, granted, some of the other Nisyanos have happened.
Yes.
But that particular one...
See what he says in the bottom? Rav Shavel Zatzal, B'Surah Toi Lo Kosher Ken Kishu B'Surah He Tov.
Right. If he can trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu when Hashem says, go out and shecht your son who you love.
Right.
Of course he's going to trust him when he's saying, I'm giving you a present.
Right. Re'em Tireitz Ki'ina S'chus Alamuna El'al Shaloshal O'sal Zos K'mo Shashal Yusarits. Uh-huh.
Right, because this is
talking about the population.
Correct, but this is
talking
about Kol Chayei Hashamayim.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is talking about the population because Yitaka did ask for a sign.
About Eretz Yisrael.
Right. Gurari Tomo Yisoda Kol Zapella Yisoda Kol Amune. The whole Yisoda of the Abishur is faith. The Echaisa Main of Milsa Zitrosa. How is this a small thing?
Is this the Ra'im questioning the Ramban, who's questioning Rashi?
Yeah, I think the Ramban says, what kind of great shakes is it? What do you mean, what kind of great? It is great shakes. Masik sheshenui mazel hu yosher kosher meshenui teva. Ki teva baal shenui v'tumra ba'atzmo. He says that, is that sheshenui or shenui?
No, I think it's shenui.
Yeah, Shinui Mazel, who Yosher Kosher, Shinui Tevel.
I wonder if it's Be'enov is in Avram's eyes, because he didn't ask.
Right.
For one he asked for a sim, and the other one he didn't. And the Ra'im says, and the Gurari says, well, how could it be a small thing? No, I guess not to ask a sign about. We have to look at the Gurari to see what he's going on.
Yeah, I think what he means is what you were saying. In other words, you know, listen, he's trying to start a nation. To say he's going to be millions of people is out of the ordinary. And for a person to believe in that is a great thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Let's go back up to the Ramban.
Okay, so the Ramban does not like Rashi's trap.
Right, but they try to. There's two tirutz from either that. The fact is that the schus was not on the moon. Schus was he didn't ask for os, or because it is a great, it is.
It is still great amazing shakes. because changing mazel is way, you know, is a much harder thing, and so that he believed in that is another mile off.
Well said.
And to believe in a shinui teva, okay, teva changes.
Right.
But to believe in a shinui mazel, that's its dog.
Very good. Vanochon Beinai says in Ramaki Yomar Shemin and Basham Choshev Kibitzitka Shalash Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitin Lo Zera Akoponim Lo Bitzitkas Avram B'Bischoro. Says in Ramban that when it says Shemin Basham V'Choshev Kibitzitko, he thought because the righteous
of Hashem. Is Avram thought that it was its tzedakah from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to him.
To give him kids.
Right, to give him.
Lo Bitzitkas Avram B'Bischoro, not because of the tzedakah of Avram and his reward. Even though it says your reward is much. Yeah?
Right, but then again, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu followed it up, and he thought, okay, so this is coming, you know, out of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart, so to speak. And now, in a sense, it's coming not, you know, in reward for my schar.
Yeah.
It is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight, so I don't have to worry, Shem Yigam HaChet, because he's going to give it because he promised me. Interesting,
so what is he saying?
He's saying that Vayachshavel Lo Tzedakah is that Avram thought, considered the HaKadosh Baruch Hu statement to be a tzedakah, because although he had sort of already been told Scharcha Harbei Ma'od,
right,
something that's totally bischar, so you could have a case of Yugo Machet to remove it. Right. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes an extra step and says, no, I'm giving this to you anyway, out of my own, you know,
volition, so to speak. So Vayachshavolo is, according to the Ramban, Avram and not
correct.
Hashem.
Correct.
Whereas
it's
Rashi,
Avram about Hashem. It's 180 degrees from
whereas
Rashi.
Whereas Rashi, it's Hashem.
Right. Rashi says Hashem thought it about Avram.
Right.
Ramban says it's Avram thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's a good methodological, you know, example.
Yep.
So you notice he was really elated because it's kind of like after you're over, he has an exemption of Pen Yigal Mechait, you
correct.
Know, basically.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Interesting. See, he says in the bottom of the Sikha Shul Shporach, Sisters, Resident Korban Zarabaloscha, Pirakuf Memches Osaf, Maidich Siv, Hemin Bashem, Eshul Stoka, E, Akkadish Boroch, Chashul Avram, Hu Avram, Akkadish Boroch.
So the Zohar seems to support the Ramban.
Yeah.
But he says it's not clear if
which
a Baruch is thinking it about Avram or Avram thinking about a Kodesh Baruch. Right? He says, and I heard. This is the Zohar talking, right? Ashmana, right? That is Hashem thinking about Avram, but I don't like it. Los Yashu
B'Devoi.
Right. Because.
Rather, the Pshat is really the Avram thought it was a great thing of the Avishtram.
Right. Actually, it's interesting. The Zohar seems to take just a grammatical stance and say, grammatically, it makes more sense that it should be the way it's phrased. It should be Avram thinking about
Avram. Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Where do you see these as grammatical?
Tachazi vayachsheveha, vayachshov lo loksiv, el vayachsheveha.
Right.
Avram vaday choshva l'kodesh baruch.
No, the choshva is talking about the Eibishter.
Yeah. No, it's that Avram
thought about a kodesh baruch.
What
right.
was? I guess you could argue that what's the it? The it that was mentioned was Avram.
Yeah, choshva
is that clear. I don't know why. Why is Vayachsheveha?
I guess because
more talking.
You would say Vayachshavo. I mean, about
that's
Avram.
That's what he seems to say, but I'm not sure why necessarily.
Yeah. Well, it fits in me this Rachamim, though. Hashem's being Rachamim, so I don't know. Mm. I'm not sure. Didn't we have that once about the Davisher for Lashon Nekevah, Lashon Zachar? Did we ever have that?
That's sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. Does it depend on midas adin, midas harachamim?
That I don't know. No, because I mean, Yud Kefovke is not.
It's not either, you know.
No, it's not either, really.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Vav bishunavua rishona choshev shati al tanai kifis schar maisev. And even though Navua rishona was,
he considered, he thought, right, that it was going to be conditional on his earning it. Right? Schar Harbe Ma'od implies
that if you're good, you have a lot of people.
You got to earn it.
It says Schar Harbe Ma'od here, no?
Right. So at that point in the Nevuah,
yeah, he thought it was taller than that.
It's taller in his schar. So once HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sort of unconditionally, I will do this, then he really believed.
Right.
That it was
appropriate and correct and come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emes can never be reached. I didn't know that was a possible to tell him.
Yeah.
It has no interruption.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't
came out of the mouth of Stalker.
Doesn't recant. Doesn't back off.
Yeah, came out of the mouth of Stalker. Strange lesson, no? Yotzim pi Stalker.
This is a paraphrase of Pesukim in Yeshayah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Yomar ki Avram Hemin lo shilo zera yorish akoponim. Someone will continue his life mission. This other pshat is that Avram believed the Nazareo Koponim, and the Abishter viewed it. Kodesh Baruch Hu viewed it as if what? That he promised him Stoka. He would see because Hashem Yasal, Hashem did with righteousness, Kumalakim Chashav al Toiva. Hashem taught al Toiva. Chen Techashav lo Stoka, the Pinchas. Yeah, you have Pinchas?
Yeah.
Shechishu l'avtachazu shebatach b'shem ma'isahu l'tzdaka l'dovador.
An ongoing...
Well, when he killed Zimri and Cosby?
Yeah, and then Baruch Hu gave him Brishi Shalom.
Right. Ki v'yolam yishmo lo akel v'avod esitka so v'chasta k'derech lo'olam yishmo lo chasti. So, the other possibility is saying Shem considered to be tzdaka like to be found by Pinchas. So he comes kind of saying like a noob shot that here now it's Yachshav Elo is the Eibishter, no?
Yeah, he goes back. It's not quite the same as Rashi.
Right.
Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinking about his own words as being a tzedaka. It's like a, almost like a hybrid of the two, right?
I mean that Rashi promised
said,
to me?
Yeah, Rashi said it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinking about Avram's
right
actions, or you know, Avram's emuna. And the Ramban originally says it's Avram thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, and then his O Yomar seems to say that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinking about his own actions. It's like the clause is referring to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu viewed his own.
Why did he view it like that?
And he just brings examples. He doesn't say why, but he brings examples of where
he says Lador v'Dor Kol Ma'avish is a Ma'isay a Royal Scar.
Right, to make it ongoing.
Even though this mice was ready to get schar for that generation?
Even though Pinchas had really earned a schar for killing Zimri and Cosby,
right,
it didn't have to be something that would extend beyond the generation. It could be that it didn't have to be Lador Vador. So Kadosh Baruch Hu then gave him something and said, no, I'm telling you that I view this as such an act, and I view this that I am promising to you that it's going to be an ongoing thing.
So he viewed his emunah as being so great, you mean, that he would reward him?
No, it's not. It's that he viewed his own promise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's viewing
right
his own statement, yeah.
As a
tzedaka, meaning that that it becomes...
That what?
There
would be a constant schar, you mean?
Yeah, that it's not going to go away.
That it would be a constant scar, you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Interesting.
So
you have all three
so
permutations. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was astounded and very happy about Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham's
emunah. So Rav Shavel sort of clarifies that last understanding to say that while Avram thought, okay, he was hemming Hashem, and he thought, right, Hashem has said that if I earn it, I'll get it.
Yes.
And that's great. And I have a moon that that's going to happen if I earn it.
Right.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's like this parenthetical comment always, like an aside that says, yeah, that's what Avram thought, but Hashem decided that this was a tzedakah, meaning it's guaranteed. Irrespective of, so
this
the
comment,
difference between...
This comment on the bottom is within which pshat?
The third.
Where is the Miata?
No, it's not Miata, it's the Al-Koponim. It's the last three lines of the
Mishnah. The bottom is in the third.
Is in the third one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says, okay. So Rashi says it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinking about Avram's
Emunah. Yeah, he was impressed with it, so he considered it to be a Siddur.
So he thought, wow, right. that's a Siddur, right? Then right. Rabban says, no, that's like backwards. It's Avram thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
right.
That it's a guaranteed.
Right, he gets out of Shemi Yurmachet.
Right. Then the third shot is almost like a little bit of a hybrid in that Avram still thinks that it's because that he has to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's Vahamin Bashem. So, you know, he believed Hashem that Hashem was going to do it if he earned it. And then the pasuk says, parenthetically, as an aside, you know, to the reader, basically, no, you should understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshavit to be a tzedakah, meaning a guarantee. So you sort of wind up at the same...
So Avram thought he would what?
That he would have to earn it.
Right.
That it was still possible to... You know, the difference between the first and between the second and the third is...
Hashem says you don't have to earn it anymore?
He didn't say it. He Hashem decided that, but didn't tell Avram. Sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be the difference between those.
Well, Avram thought he had Yorish Akoponim. It says Akoponim.
Yeah, but Akoponim is based on, but the, as Rav Shavel explains it, that Avram thought that it was Bishuso Akoponim.
Right.
Makodesh Baruch Hu Od Chashav Ki Havtacha Tia Outside Hasechel Nosefes Al Schar Mitzvosav. Making
it. No matter what he was going to get.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, I hear you. But according to the last shot, it's Yachshavelo is the Eibishter.
Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not that he's thinking about something Avram did. It's, right. He's thinking about his own statement.
Right, right.
Just like we see, and he brings other cases where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Vatechashalo Tzedakah, he considered it to be a Tzedakah right. Or a Chesed or whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh yeah, that, what I just already decided to do, it takes on this significance, essentially.
Very good. It's a good example of, you know, a pasuk that the pronouns are...
Very unclear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And therefore leads to multiple pshatim.
Yeah. All right, let's see the previous pasuk. Vayotze oso achutze, yeah?
Yep.
Vipshuto, took him outside, right?
Yep.
Yotze achutze, vipshuto, tziu me'olosh alchutz lerosis kochavim.
Right. Hoshe pshat is, right. He was inside, took him outside, he said, go outside.
Right. Lefi midrosh, omo lotze mi'an tzadinio shocho, leave your astrologers... Avram ain lo ben, Avraham ish lo ben, Sara lo teilit, Sara teilit, Lashon
Rashi. Right, so Rashi says that Avram was operating under, right, he goes to Medrash, he was operating under this, you know, sort of prophecy, essentially,
right.
That he wouldn't have children. And Sara couldn't have children either.
But it
and
says...
And Hashem says, okay, we're going to ditch that prophecy, and we're going to do it with essentially Shinui Hashem.
Right.
And it's not that the prophecy wasn't true.
Right.
It's just that I'm changing the conditions.
Didn't Avram have Yishmol? That's what he's going to say, I think. Nei Avram hold it as Yishmol. Frank the Kasha, yeah?
Yeah.
He did have kids.
Right. And that Rashi, was Dafka, right.
That's Yishmol. Dafka, Kunshanishtana, Yishmol, Hukurari, yeah?
Right, so that sort of blows up that, Kasha. You know, so it's not necessary. So we see, right.
He, okay, so... Perish and Medrash, Ki Avram, Lak, is Ben Yorish or so. The Pshat and Medrash is...
I've been looking for a worthy son, not just Yishmael.
Perish and Medrash, Avram Vakis Ben Yorish is all. Medrash is Avram Vakis' son that we Yorish him.
So maybe the Nevuah was that Avram is not going to have a son that's Roy.
Right. Moshom Ravine Ben Beis Yorish Osi. Vakosh Brochu Omerlo. Lirash Chose Kim Yashir Yitzim Mechahu Yirashcho. Zeman Tzigino Shocho. Avram Inomoli Ben Yorisho. Avram Oli Ben Yorisho. Avram will not bequeath a ben to his inheritance?
No, that he will not have a son that's fitting.
Yes.
So, it's that the prophecy was that not just, not the ball, like Rashi, quoting the Medrash, takes it that original Itzdagninus was Avram will not have a son.
Right.
And Ramban says, what are you talking about? We objectively, we know that Avram had a son. So right. What do you mean? So he says, you have to, the instagninus was that Avram will not have a ben like him. He will not have a ben Roy Liorsha.
Right.
He may have children, he may have a son, he'll have Yishmael, but that's not a ben who's Roy.
But Avraham will
have a ben Roy Liorsha. So it's the same idea. It's a refinement of our understanding of the Medrash.
Right. Vitachachai and Stagnius al Zivugum, repasses the astrologers al Zivugum, Shavarim, Sarah, Lo Yilu, Zemizeh. Who have children with each other, Avram of Sarah,
or you could say that same Stagninus again deals with both of them, and then it would work, right? Because after all, Avram had Yishmael, but not with Sarai.
Right.
So maybe the Stagninus was covering the two of them and saying the married couple of Avram and Sarai won't have children. Fine, that's not a problem because I'm going to change you to Avram, and sure, she's going to be Sarah. Now it's a different couple. No problem.
Right. Sarah Tosefus ben Medrash.
Oh wow.
Lo Marshaya Gam Kim be Sarah.
He's saying, he says you can't say that pshat,
right?
In the Medrash, because he thinks that was essentially, you know, the Medrash added that on its own because it's nowhere in the Torah here. It's only at the end of the parasha that he says Sarah ishtecha yoladet
chabein.
Right. Here he doesn't say that. Sarah doesn't get mentioned here.
Right.
So it's hard, you know. So he's saying, so I don't like the fact that the Medrash, you know, brings her in because that's not in the Torah.
Right.
That's why he's saying it's Tosefes Bemedrash.
Right. Of a few died to Sarah to Tosefes Bemedrash Lomershah. So if Avram is already a leader, of a few died to Sarah to Tosefes Bemedrash Lomershah, I can't come to Besara. Look at the Sprachel of Ticha to Besara, we got Mace Nevu Amila, dying high Avram is stopping Besara Shetelet.
At that point, he still wasn't sure.
So he's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never promise Sarah ever?
Well, no, not at this point. So for the Medrash to jump or to try to for the Medrash to put in Sarah and therefore to maybe bring in this additional pshat of that the Stagninus dealt with the couple of the two of them is like that's a stretch. It's like that's a Tosefes Bemedrash. The Medrash throws that in and there's really no basis that he can see in the psukim here to say that because Sarah's not mentioned until later.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he didn't promise Sarah now, you mean?
So where does the Medrash come on to that this is in the Tzadninus about the two of them when Sarah's not even mentioned here?
And even during the times of the Nevuah Samila,
it's only at the very end of that Nevuah, I think, that you get into Sarah being, you know, that Sarah will give birth.
He still was mistopic, you mean?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, let's continue now. Perek Tet Vov Posek Zayin. It's very interesting phraseology. It's like Yitzis Mitzrayim. So he says, "Anochi Hashem, Asher Sisich Mirkas Kasla Sischleretz Kanazos L'Rishto K'Lirishto K'far Parashi Zeh Ki Yomer Meisot Tzisicha Mirkastim." I took out a Rakasim of Sisi L'Chad Neis, Mefiyah Neis. Hayarots on the Fanai, the Sislachar, Zazos, Vineatan, Lo Gazar, Shinenelo. We didn't make a Xer at all. Talo Gazar, Shinenelo. There was no Xer made that it should be given.
No, this is not something that's happening now.
Right.
This is something that happened way back when I first said to you, leave and go to Eretz Canaan.
Right.
It's all the way back there that's when the Matana happened, when the Xer happened, that we were going to get Eretz Yisrael. Interesting.
I mean, at this Urka, I guess in the furnace, no?
Yeah, back all the way to Urkastim. So it's even before Terach left. That's why I took you out of Urkastim to begin with.
Avram was afraid that maybe there would be a what?
But tonight that he had to earn it.
Yeah. Tonight Maisim.
And there's a condition based on his actions, based on his deeds.
Yeah. Even though it says, I will give, right?
Right. He says it a couple times. I think it's Pamayim, maybe.
Right. We did not make a gzera matana because it goes a little zera. Wasn't the same thing.
It's not at the same time. In other words, he promised him, if you say, well, he promised him way back when the land, and now he's promising him zera,
right.
So that's two separate promises, and maybe they're not bound
that's
one to the other.
That's why he asked for a sign only on the Eretz Yisrael.
Right, so maybe there's still an element of Yugo Machet on Eretz Yisrael, because it was an earlier promise, and that's why he asked for an oath.
Then Mamareda Yiki Yerushana, which he shouldn't have, Enshkshelis Ma'azos. It's not Enshkshelis Ma'os, what's a sign? Yeah, it was saying, is it still good, you know?
Yeah.
Kamakadosh Baruch Hu lo'asa yumo kishar osos, laros lo'oso mofes bedavar nifla. Shem did not make a... other osos to show him, like we find by other things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
He just made a covenant. That was it. Aval bikesh Avram Avram sheyedi yediya miti shirishu lo yigrom cheto. Avram wanted yediya amisa shirishen lo yigrom cheto ochet zara.
So he wasn't just asking, you know, give me a sign that it's going to happen. He wants something more concrete.
Right.
He wants to make it binding.
Essentially
asking for a contract.
Right, always afraid of the Canaanites, right?
Maybe they'll doing tshuva, and then they'll get to keep it.
Right.
He almost wants to negotiate Kadosh Baruch Hu into a corner, right. Sign a deal with him and say, oh, no, we're not backing out of this one.
Right. Rega adabra al goy, v'amamachos lintos, lintos lavin, l'shava goy hu miras, v'nicham tel ra. If I'll speak al goy.
Right, there are cases where Kadosh Baruch Hu says that. Right?
He says,
I was going to destroy them, but then they backed out, right? We know, right. Ninveh, right? I'm going to destroy them. They did tshuva.
Right, he felt bad al ra. Kodesh Baruch Hu chorus imo brish yishenok upon him.
So Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't just give him a sign. He gives him an absolute contract, right? The bris mein abasarim,
right?
To say, no, I'm guaranteeing that your children will inherit Eretz Yisrael.
He did answer him, Bameida, but the Gemara has in the Dharm three shitas that he was punished, you know? He does answer him, though, with the bris.
Right, right.
But either there was Galus Mitzrayim, or there was Asan Nagori Yosel Tamar Echachomim, or they were stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They were
stolen.
People captured. Wasn't it? Three sheets in the dome.